Okay, so welcome to another deep dive. Today we are taking a closer look at a fascinating figure in the online world, Emma May Jenkins.
Yeah, you guys sent in some pretty interesting stuff about her. You had your own notes, and then there was also that article from Christian Culture News from March 10th of this year, 2025.
Right, and it's really got us thinking about what makes her so influential online. Like, how does she integrate her faith so effectively into her content?
And she builds such a strong community.
Yeah, and what's the deal with this whole authenticity thing that everyone keeps talking about? Is it really that big of a deal?
Yeah, I mean, it comes up a lot with these online personalities,
Right.
but with her, it seems particularly important.
Yeah, so let's dive right in. One of the things that struck me is how Emma May Jenkins doesn't just like talk about her faith, It's like she actually lives it out loud in everything she does online.
Oh, totally. It's not just about going to church on Sundays for her. It's about showing how her faith shapes her everyday life and choices.
Exactly. She's always talking about things like prayer and forgiveness and love, but not in this preachy kind of way.
Right.
It's more like she's offering them as real tools that people can use to deal with like the ups and downs of life.
Yeah, she gives you concrete examples and stuff.
Totally. And it's all very much rooted in a Christian
Oh,
perspective.
for sure. Especially when she talks about
Yeah.
relationships, like dating, friendships, family.
Yeah, it's always coming from that Christ-centered worldview.
Emphasizing things like love, respect, compassion.
Like all those classic Christian values, right?
It's like she's saying, look, this is how I try to live out my faith in my relationships.
Which probably resonates really strongly with people who share her beliefs, right?
Right,
Like
absolutely.
it's one thing to hear generic advice about relationships, but when it's coming from someone who shares your faith and is actively trying to apply those values,
Right, then it's not just advice, it's like a roadmap.
it's a roadmap, exactly. And she doesn't just talk the talk either, right? She's really open about her own experiences, both good and bad.
Yeah, your notes actually pointed that out.
Yeah, she doesn't shy away from sharing her struggles, which is so refreshing.
Totally. I think that vulnerability is a huge part of what makes her so
Oh,
relatable.
absolutely. It makes her seem more human, It's like, okay, she's not perfect. She messes up sometimes, but her faith helps her through it.
Exactly. She's
Right.
not afraid to be real, and that builds trust.
So much trust. And she's using every tool in the online toolbox to get her message out there, right? Videos, blog posts, social media. It's like she's everywhere.
It's a pretty smart strategy.
Right. Why do you think that multi-pronged approach is so effective?
Well, think about it. Her videos, they're super engaging,
Yeah.
especially for younger folks who are all about TikTok and Instagram.
Sure.
But then her blog posts, those are more for people who like to, really dive deep into things.
Yeah, they're more in-depth, more reflective.
Right. And they might have longer attention spans. So basically, she's catering to different learning styles and preferences, which makes her content accessible to a wider audience.
Yeah, she's meeting people where they are, basically.
Exactly.
And it's not all just like abstract concepts either, right?
No, not
She
any.
offers a lot of practical advice grounded in her faith.
Like tips for balancing faith in your daily life or
Yeah.
for building stronger friendships.
Exactly. Stuff that people can actually put into practice.
It's all about making faith relevant to everyday life,
Yeah, totally. So it's not just about feeling inspired for a moment, it's about actually growing in your faith long term.
Right. She gives you the tools and then encourages you to actually use them.
So she's got a great message and a great way of delivering it. But how has she managed to build such a dedicated community around it all?
That's the million-dollar question.
Right.
Well, I think it's because she doesn't just put her content out there and then disappear. She's really active in fostering a sense of community.
Right, like she's actually engaging with people.
Exactly. She encourages open dialogue, makes people feel comfortable sharing their own experiences.
And it seems like a really safe space,
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of respect and kindness.
And those weekly discussion topics she
Oh,
does,
yeah, those are really cool.
they seem super effective in getting people talking and connecting with each other.
Definitely. It gives them something specific to focus on,
Right. It's not just random comments here and there.
It's more like a structured conversation, which helps people build deeper connections.
And she's not doing this all alone, is she?
Nope. She's got a whole network of collaborators.
Yeah, I noticed that in the notes, she's always teaming up with other influencers and faith leaders. How important do you think those partnerships are to her success?
Oh, they're huge. they help her reach a wider audience and introduce new perspectives.
Right, because those other influencers have their own followings.
Exactly. And when they collaborate, their audiences kind of overlap.
So it's a win-win situation.
Totally. It exposes everyone to new ideas and voices.
But even with those big collaborations, she still makes time for those individual interactions, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Like responding to comments and messages.
She's really good about that.
It makes her seem so approachable.
It shows that she actually cares about her followers. Yeah.
Exactly. It's not just a one-way street where she's broadcasting and everyone else is just listening.
It's more like a dialogue.
And those Q&A sessions she does.
Oh, yeah, those are great.
It adds another layer of transparency, right?
Totally. It makes her seem more accountable to her community.
And it gives people a chance to ask her anything. Which is pretty cool.
People love that direct access.
Totally. And it all goes back to that personal storytelling thing, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's one thing to offer advice and insights, but when you share your own experiences, your own struggles and triumphs,
it makes you so much more relatable.
And it helps people connect with you on a deeper level.
Absolutely. It's like, say, hey, I'm just like you. I go through the same stuff.
And that builds trust and community.
For sure.
Okay, so it's clear that she's amazing at building community.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about this whole authenticity thing, you know? What is it about Emma Mae Jenkins that feels so authentic?
Well, I think it's because she's not afraid to be herself, you know? Mm-hmm. She doesn't try to be someone she's not. And she doesn't sugarcoat things.
Right. She's very genuine.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people can sense that, especially online.
Absolutely. Like, you can smell a fake a mile away on social media.
Totally. But with Emma, you get the feeling that what you see is what you get.
And she's not afraid to be vulnerable, which I think is a big part of it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, she talks about her struggles with faith, her doubts, her insecurities.
It makes her seem more human, more relatable.
And when you see someone being that real, it makes you feel like you can be real too, you know?
Absolutely. It creates a safe space for authenticity.
And that safe space is so important, especially when you're talking about something as personal as faith.
Mm.
Like, you don't want to feel judged or pressured to conform.
Right. You want to feel like you can be yourself and still be accepted.
Exactly. And I think Emma fosters that feeling really well.
She does.
And that authenticity, it seems like it extends to her whole approach, right?
Yeah. It's not just about what she says. It's about how she says it.
Mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm.
She's very consistent in her message and her actions.
Right. It all feels very aligned.
Which makes her seem more trustworthy.
Totally. Like, you can tell that she actually believes what she's saying.
And that she walks the walk.
Which is huge in a world where so many people are just trying to sell you something.
Mm.
And it also probably helps her deal with criticism, right?
Oh, for sure.
Because when you're rooted in your authenticity, it's easier to brush off the haters.
Totally. Yeah. Because you know who you are and what you stand for.
So authenticity is not just some nice-to-have quality.
Mm.
It's actually essential for building trust and influence online.
Especially when you're talking about something as important as faith.
Okay, so let's shift gears a bit and talk about the specific values that Emma emphasizes.
Sounds good.
Particularly those Christian values that seem to underpin her approach to both faith and relationships.
Right. Well, the biggest one is definitely that Christ-centered perspective.
Mm.
Like, she's not just talking about spirituality in general.
Right.
It's specifically about following Jesus and trying to live out his teachings.
And that informs everything, right?
Totally.
From how she views her own life to how she interacts with others.
Especially in relationships.
Yeah, she's always emphasizing those core Christian values like love, respect, compassion.
Mm-hmm. And she's always connecting them back to Jesus's example.
Right. Like, she's saying, this is how we're supposed to treat each other because this is how Jesus treated people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's not just about romantic relationships either.
Right. It applies to friendships, family relationships, all of it.
It's about building genuine connections based on those values.
And it's also about growing spiritually together, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, she encourages people to seek out partners and friends who share their commitment to faith.
Mm-mm-mm. Because that shared faith becomes a bond.
Right. It's something that you can build on together.
And it can help you through tough times.
Totally. And speaking of tough times, she always seems to point people back to faith and hope, doesn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Like, no matter what you're going through, those things can sustain you.
And she speaks from experience, which makes it even more powerful.
Right. Like, she's been there.
Exactly. She's walked through those dark valleys herself, and her faith has helped her come out the other side.
And that authenticity, it ties into those values perfectly, doesn't it?
Totally. Because being authentic means being true to yourself and your beliefs.
Mm.
And that includes being honest about your struggles and doubts.
And also about your joys and triumphs.
Exactly. It's all part of the journey.
And when you're authentic in your faith, it allows you to be more authentic in your relationships.
For sure. Because you're not hiding anything. You're not pretending to be someone you're not.
And that makes for much stronger and healthier connections. And when it comes to friendships specifically, she seems to really emphasize those practical expressions of Christian love.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Like supporting each other, being kind to each other, offering a listening ear.
It's all about showing love in action.
And she also talks about the importance of accountability, right?
Yes, that's a big one.
Like, true friends will call you out when you're messing up.
But they'll do it in a loving way. You know?
Right. It's not about judging you. It's about helping you grow.
Exactly. And that kind of accountability can be really powerful.
Totally. And it all feeds into her larger goal of building a strong community, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we all focus on embodying these values in our individual relationships,
it creates a ripple effect.
Exactly. And that ripple effect can transform the whole community.
It's like a chain reaction of love and support.
Okay, so now I want to zoom out a bit and talk about the bigger picture.
Sounds good.
Like, how has social media in general impacted how people express and experience their faith?
Oh, that's a really interesting question.
Right. And where does Emma's work fit into this whole online faith movement?
Well, I think it's safe to say that social media has completely revolutionized how people connect with their faith.
In what way?
Well, for one thing, it's made it much easier for people to find others who share their beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the past, you were pretty much limited to your local church or community.
Right.
But now with social media, you can connect with people from all over the world who share your faith.
Which is amazing.
It is. It's created these huge online communities of believers.
And Emma's a great example of someone who's harnessing that power.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. She's built a thriving online community around her message of faith.
And she's using it to spread love and hope and encouragement.
And to inspire people to live out their faith in practical ways.
And it's not just about her, right?
No, not at all.
There are tons of other influencers and faith leaders who are doing similar things online.
It's become a whole movement.
And it's changing the way people think about and engage with their faith. Like, it's not just about going to church anymore.
Right.
It's about integrating your faith into every aspect of your life.
And sharing your faith with others online.
And finding support and encouragement from other believers online.
Exactly. It's a whole new landscape.
And social media has made it possible to share inspirational content so much more easily, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, scripture verses, devotionals, inspiring quotes.
It's all just a click away.
And that can have a huge impact, especially for people who might not have access to those things otherwise.
Absolutely. Like if you live in a place where there aren't many churches, or if you're just looking for something to uplift you during a tough time.
Social media can be a lifeline.
Totally. And it's not just about passive consumption either.
Mm.
Social media allows for real-time interaction and support.
Right, like those Q&A sessions that Emma does.
Exactly. It gives people a chance to ask questions, get advice, and connect with each other.
And those collaborations that we talked about.
Oh, yeah, those are so important.
Mm-hmm. They allow for diversity of perspectives.
Exactly. Like, you can hear from people with different backgrounds and experiences.
Which enriches the conversation and expands your understanding of faith.
Totally. And it can challenge you to think about things in new ways.
And again, authenticity is so crucial in all of this, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because when people share their faith authentically online, it can be so powerful.
It can really resonate with others who are struggling with their own faith.
And it can inspire them to be more open and authentic themselves.
But it creates a ripple effect of authenticity.
No, not at all.
There are some potential downsides to all of this.
Yeah, the article mentioned a couple of them.
Like what?
Well, for one thing, it's easy for misinformation to spread online.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it comes to something as sensitive as faith.
Right, like people can misinterpret things or take things out of context.
And that can lead to confusion and division.
And there's also the pressure to be constantly on,
right? Yeah, that's a big one. Like when your whole life is online, it can be hard to switch off.
And there's this pressure to always present this perfect image.
Which can be really draining.
Totally. Yeah. And it can lead to people feeling like they're not good enough.
So it's important to be mindful of those challenges.
Definitely.
And to remember that social media is just a tool.
It's not a replacement for real life relationships and community.
Okay, so let's circle back to Emma and talk specifically about her approach to relationships.
Sounds good.
We've touched on it throughout our conversation, but I want to really dive into the details of her Christ-centered philosophy.
Yeah, let's unpack it.
So first and foremost, she believes that all relationships should be grounded in Christian values, right?
Absolutely. That's her foundation.
And she emphasizes mutual spiritual growth.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
It's not just about finding someone who makes you happy.
Right.
It's about finding someone who challenges you to be a better person, a better Christian.
Exactly. And someone who you can grow with in your faith.
And that applies to all kinds of relationships, right? Yeah,
totally.
Romantic relationships, friendships, family relationships.
All of them.
And when it comes to dating specifically, she's all about prioritizing shared faith.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. She believes that's essential for a strong and lasting relationship.
Like, if you're not on the same page spiritually, it's going to be really difficult to make things work.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You're going to be constantly butting heads about your values and beliefs.
And it can be hard to support each other's spiritual journeys if you're not on the same path.
Exactly. So she encourages people to be really intentional about who they date.
And to look for someone who shares their commitment to faith.
And who will inspire them to grow in their faith.
And when it comes to friendships, she talks a lot about the importance of being uplifting and inspiring. Like surrounding yourself with people who will encourage you and support you.
And who will challenge you to be your best self.
And she also talks about the importance of accountability, right?
Yeah, we talked about that earlier.
It's about having friends who will lovingly call you out when you're messing up.
And who will help you get back on track.
And all of this feeds into her larger vision of building a strong Christian community.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we all focus on building these kinds of relationships,
it will create a more loving and supportive world.
Exactly. And that's what she's trying to do with her online community.
She's trying to create a space where people can connect with each other and support each other in their faith.
And she's doing an amazing job.
She is.
Okay, so let's talk about the practical side of things.
Okay.
What makes her content so effective? Like, how does she actually create it?
Well, I think the biggest thing is her authenticity, which we've talked about a lot already.
Mm-hmm.
She's just so genuine and relatable in everything she does.
And she's always sharing her own experiences, both good and bad.
Exactly. She doesn't shy away from being vulnerable, which makes her seem more human.
And she integrates her faith into everything, right?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Not just a separate topic. It's woven into the fabric of her content.
Like, she's always finding ways to connect her faith to everyday life.
And she uses a variety of formats to do that.
Mm.
Videos, blog posts, social media updates.
It's a really multifaceted approach.
Which allows her to reach a wider audience.
Right, because different people prefer to consume content in different ways.
Exactly. And she's really good at tailoring her content to each platform.
And her advice, especially about relationships, is really practical.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't just talk about abstract concepts. She gives you concrete steps you can take.
And it's all grounded in scripture and her own experience.
Which makes it so much more believable.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And she's constantly engaging with her audience.
Right. She responds to comments, answers questions, does Q&A sessions.
She makes her followers feel seen and heard.
Which is so important for building community.
And all of this is underpinned by that Christ-centered perspective, which gives her content a sense of purpose and direction.
And she always manages to be both inspiring and encouraging.
She really does. She has this knack for making people feel hopeful.
Okay, so she's clearly doing a lot of things right.
Mm.
But what about the challenges?
There are definitely challenges.
Like what?
Well, one of the biggest ones is the pressure to be authentic all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you're an influencer, people are constantly watching you. And they expect you to be real and genuine.
Which can be really hard.
Especially when you're also trying to build a business.
Right, because there's always that tension between being true to yourself and trying to please your audience.
Exactly. And then there's the criticism.
Oh, yeah, that's unavoidable.
No matter what you do, someone's going to disagree with you.
Mm-hmm. Especially online.
Right, where people feel emboldened to say whatever they want.
And that can be really tough to deal with.
Totally. So how does Emma navigate those challenges?
Well, the article talked about the importance of self-reflection.
Mm.
Like, taking time to check in with yourself and make sure you're still aligned with your values.
Right, because it's easy to get caught up in the hype and lose sight of what's important.
Exactly. And she also surrounds herself with a supportive community. Like, people who will encourage her and give her honest feedback.
Exactly. People she can trust.
So it sounds like she's got a good head on her shoulders.
She does.
Okay, so last question. What do you think the future holds for Emma Mae Jenkins?
Well, I think she has the potential to become even more influential. She's already built a huge following, and her message is resonating with people.
So where does she go from here?
Well, I think she could definitely expand into other media.
Like what?
Like maybe starting a podcast or a YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
That would allow her to go more in-depth on certain topics.
And to reach a wider audience.
Exactly. And she could also collaborate with brands that align with her values.
Oh, yeah. That's a great idea.
Like maybe a Christian clothing line or a faith-based self-help book.
It would be a great way to spread her message even further.
And to make a real impact on people's lives.
Awesome. So to wrap things up, what are some of the key takeaways from our deep dive today?
Well, I think the biggest takeaway is that authenticity is key. Like, if you want to build trust and influence online, you have to be real.
And you have to be vulnerable.
Exactly. People can spot a fake a mile away.
And another big takeaway is the importance of community.
Mm-hmm.
Emma has built such a strong and supportive community around her message.
And that's a big part of why she's so successful.
Totally. Yeah. So as you think about your own online presence, whether you're an influencer or just someone who likes to share their thoughts and feelings, what can you learn from Emma's example?
That's a good question.
Right. Like, how can you be more authentic? How can you build a more supportive community? How can you integrate your values into your content in a way that feels genuine and relatable?
Those are all great questions to ask ourselves.
Well, on that note, thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into the world of Emma Mae Jenkins.
A pleasure.
We hope you found it insightful, and we'll see you next time for another deep dive.
See you then.
Bye.